Not all enslaved people fled to the North. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sean Garrity, assistant professor of English at Hostos Community College of the City University of New York, describes how some didn't need to go far to find freedom.
When most Americans think about flight from slavery, they think about the Underground Railroad. And when they think about freedom from slavery, they think about reaching a promised land in the free northern states. But this common story leaves out Maroons, enslaved people who took flight from bondage and lived in remote places like swamps, woods, and mountains, still inside southern slaveholding states. In a practice that is way more common than realized, Maroons never struck out for the North. In fact, many, many more enslaved people would participate in acts of Maroonage than would ever try, let alone successfully, to reach the North or Canada. Sometimes Maroons fled slavery temporarily and returned after negotiating better treatment from enslavers. Other times, Maroons fled permanently, by themselves or in groups, and established a home and a sense of freedom in communities that often contained dwellings, farming plots, and defensive measures. Sometimes Maroons lived completely cut off from the surrounding area, but most times they relied upon friends and family who were still enslaved to provide them with food, supplies, and information. Some Maroons even constructed furnished underground hideouts to avoid detection. There are stories of Maroons who were born and died deep in the swamps of the U.S. South, never directly experiencing the horrors of slavery more familiar to plantation stories. Thinking of freedom in terms of the Underground Railroad or the Emancipation Proclamation is not enough. Rather, when we consider Maroons, we find a different kind of freedom in places we would least expect it. Maroons denied their status as property and refused to leave states where slavery was the law of the land. They created a form of freedom for themselves that is based solely on their own agency and actions, a kind of freedom based on living within, but being invisible to, slaveholding society.
That was Sean Garrity of Hostos Community College of the City University of New York. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.